The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, and a device show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
It's summertime. And the living is easy.
This is cool. This is cool.
This is cool.
That one was pretty fucking cool, Juice. It was a cool song. I'm going to burn that onto my CDs later.
I'm going to put that up on Kazaa for other people to listen to.
That's good shit, man. So it's summertime, basically, and this is the My Brother, Me summertime preview. A lot of people can't even put a fucking t-shirt on until we tell them how to. So yeah. It's basically summertime, pools.
We have been getting so many emails and tweets saying, will the living be easy this year?
People just went ahead
and gave that away right off the top.
Someone emailed
living
like,
will be easy. Hasn't been, it's been about 3 years. And change since the living's been easy.
The living hasn't been especially easy, but let me just say, you're allowed to sweat. You don't need our permission to have a good summertime sweat. Some of this stuff is getting way, way out of hand.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
I think it is time for us to give our picks for summer 2019. And I'm going to start with wet chairs.
Wet chairs.
Tell me about this trend. Public pools and private pools. Out. Wet chairs. You sit on them. The moistness of it comes onto you. And if you can do it somewhere where there's a breeze or a fan, even better. But the chair is going to be, in 2019, the chair is going to be wet, folks. So
can I give you another big, maybe this might even be a summer surprise of what's in and what's out. The sun's out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's out.
The sun's
completely
out. Yep. And also guns out.
Oh, guns have been out.
Yes.
Except for water guns, and even those are on thin ice.
The family towel.
Okay.
Wait.
It's 2019. You can't spend the extra energy to wash a bunch of towels for your whole family.
Yep.
Okay. Detergent is terrible. The water you use is terrible. The electricity you use is terrible. Family towel.
One big
hey,
towel.
Hey, kids, everybody get underneath this massive towel and let's get dry as a family. We're all going to go into the arcade together.
Mm-hmm. And they don't like our wet trunks in there, do they?
They don't like our wet family. And we're going to show them that we can be as dry as any other family in there with this huge shared towel.
Take that. Billy Bob's or whatever.
It's themed to things everybody in the family likes. There's a Paw Patrol corner and a bunch of cigars in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's for little brother.
That's for my little brother who loves to smoke.
I do. I love that shit, man. The big cigarettes.
Now, Justin, it kind of sounds like you're describing potentially like a quilt towel.
It's a family towel.
It's a family towel, Travis.
It's not my trend. Travis, it's just what's on trend this year.
Use your fucking ears.
Can I tell you?
I have a bunch of excuses for it.
This is another what's out, sand buckets. What's in? Sand suitcases.
So we're putting sand in suitcases in 2019, folks.
That's correct.
How fucking random is that?
Well, but here's what it is, Griffin. Here's what we realize. When you put sand in buckets, what are you going to do when it's time to go home? You're going to take, that might spill out of the bucket, but if you put it in a suitcase, you can zip that closed, keep that sand for next time.
I'll tell you what's out. Popsicles are out. Get out of here, popsicles.
What's in their place?
Slopsicles, Justin.
Ooh. What's a slopsicle?
Well, you know how they make a popsicle with some sort of fruit juice, typically?
Uh-huh.
Slopsicle can get a little bit a little bit sillier than that, I guess.
Like what?
This is this. Well, let me bring this up. Savory popsicles. What's going on with these things? And they don't exist.
Like a borscht?
A borscht would be totally, totally dope. I'm sitting by the pool, and I scoff at it and go sit in my wet chair, and I'm beating the heat, but I could really use a treat. But not a sweet treat, a savory sort of chicken stock popsicle, a slopsicle, if you will. Now we're cooking with summer gas.
I like that.
Hey, Mom and Dad, the newest food trend for your family this summer, baked steak.
Ooh.
Bake it.
So the grill and
throw the grill in a well.
Throw it in the pool because you're not going to need either of these fucking things anymore.
You don't need the pool and you don't need the grill because your family's going to be so busy eating baked steak. They're never going to get wet again.
You know what else is out this summer? Cannibalism. What? It's out.
Yes. Don't stop eating the folks.
Stop
eating this baked steak.
We had a lot of fun with that in 2018, but it's over now.
It's done.
And listen,
we know all the celebrities were into cannibalism in 2018, but they're off it now.
And we shouldn't have endorsed it on our show last year.
I feel terrible.
Because it's murder, folks. It is murder. It was always murder.
Even if you're doing free-range, farm-to-table cannibalism, it's still bad.
Still pretty bad. So let me go ahead and say, I hope this one doesn't turn out like cannibalism, but tank tops are out and stank tops are in.
Now,
and I know it seems like I'm just adding S to the just common summer things, but this is a tank top that does already have quite a scent to it.
Hey, it's 2019, and this year, nobody worth their salt is using wild seagulls to give their pool a beachy feel. We all had a lot of fun in 2018 using wild seagulls that we had captured in the wild and then tied to lawn chairs to give our pool a beachy feel. We're not doing that anymore.
Stop doing that.
Stop it.
Go untie those birds.
Stop.
And drive them back to Myrtle Beach in your car.
They'll appreciate it, and everyone will think you're a hero for returning those birds. You know what else is out?
What?
Slip and slides.
Slip and slides are out.
You know what's in?
Huh.
Grip and stands. We're going to put down some of those like things you put in your shower on your slip and slide. You're going to take a run at it, but then, oh, good. Plenty of grip there, even though the surface is wet, and you're going to stand confidently and finish your beverage.
Sight gags. Let's deal with it. The hat with two beer cans. Out. Pretending to drink from an empty koozie. In.
Oh,
very funny this year. Very funny. Out. Shirt that says FBI, federal body inspector. In. Shirt that says FBI, federal Bible inspector.
Ooh.
That's in. A shirt that says FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's in. It's funny.
Songs. Let's do it. Baby Shark. Out. Adult Dog. In.
Ooh.
That's the new summer anthem. Adult Dog.
Too many beans. In. Not enough beans. Out.
LMFAO. Out. LYLAS. In.
LMFAO is back.
Oh. Well, shit.
You're back just in. Really no, we just let him back in.
And that's how fast these trends move, folks.
It's a very fast thing. The adult dog died.
Out. Cucumbers. In. Newcumbers.
Now, what are newcumbers?
They're cucumbers I just bought.
Okay, got it.
I had some cucumbers in my fridge, and they went bad, and they got real soft, and I had to throw them away. And then I had to go buy newcumbers.
Yep. These are Travis's good new cucumbers.
My newcumbers.
Those are our summer trends for 2019. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. But mainly, this is an advice show. That's what we're going to be predominantly doing. That's still on trend, as on trend as it ever has been. In this time of change and evolution, some things remain the same, and advice is one of those for us. Here's a question from you, our listening audience. If you've got a query that we can help with, please email mbmbam@maximumfun.org. I'm a happily married man, and right now my wife and I aren't looking to have kids. Sometimes, however, my wife will watch her friends' kids for them. She is great with kids, and even though I don't feel I am, the kids seem to like me too. So much so that they like drawing us pictures. Naturally, you put them on the fridge like a good adult should. How long do I keep these pictures on the fridge? I have no emotional attachment to them, but I also don't want to hurt their feelings. Being parents yourselves, I figured you would have some insight into the matter. Help me, brothers. What's the statute of limitations on kids' drawings when you don't have kids? That's from Coloring Calamity in Colorado Springs.
All right. Yeah, we can we can tackle this. Yeah. How many, if I were to try to count, if I had one American dollar for every piece of paper printed out that had a drawing of a bug, let's say a caterpillar or a ladybug on it, that my little guy had splotched some not even correct color paint nowhere even close to this fucking bug. Not even accidentally getting within the lines even a little bit. I could retire from all work and buy the United States and run it like some sort of mad emperor. If I hung all of these on the fridge would fall over with the last one I hang and kill me. So, like, I can't do all of them.
It's Charlie just finished her first year of preschool, and so she brought home treasures almost every day. And my wife and I have had this ongoing debate that I feel like I can tell when she put a lot of heart into a piece and when she was just kind of watching the clock, letting it tick down to 1:30 and she's going to dip out and be like, oh, I guess I can't finish. I'm like, don't care. Anyway, bye, suckers. Bye. Have a nice nap, idiots. I'm going home.
You got to appreciate it to the face. But then the refrigerator, that's daddy's box. That's where daddy keeps his favorite stuff. And if it's going to go up on daddy's favorite box, like, you know, I want to know that the artist had intent. I want to know that my son didn't just sort of splorch some shit down while he was sort of absentmindedly just thinking about Pikachu, as he is wont to do constantly.
because
he's my wonderful boy.
Here's the thing, question asker. The next time that kid comes to your house, he's not going to be like, hey, Mr. Derek, where the fuck is my picture? Like,
Unless
he's the kind of kid who would do that.
Unless he's a real fucking minkus that's going to put you on blast.
I would say, but if he comes back and he's like, where is it? Just say, I submitted it to the local gallery for consideration.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
No, well, it's not good, but it's something. It's something you can try.
It's lying to a child. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
I've kind of gotten pretty good at just throwing stuff away. Secretly, you know that one scene from Now You See Me where they're like passing the card all around?
That shit is so cool.
Oh my God. Fucking cool. That's me with like bad pictures of rainbows. Just like slipping it, like no one's looking. It's behind you. What's that over there? Trash.
I have also gotten good at that with eating food off of my daughter's plate that she's not going to eat, but also refuses to let me eat.
Oh my God. Yeah, I am like the Harlem Globetrotters, just like taking a little chunk of meatloaf off Henry's plate and like twirling it around his head so he gets dizzy and he's like, wait, what? Where's it? It's gone. Okay, who cares? And I'm like, yeah, I care. I care about the delicious Trader Joe's meatloaf flavor I have now.
Notorious food thieves, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Here's what I've ended up doing, okay? Get a big Tupperware thing, just a gigantic, just the biggest one you can find, and then just keep throwing things into it. It's a debt that I'm building against my future self, but it's not current my problem.
But it's not.
It's my future problem.
It's not, because one time, like 4 or 5 years ago, our papa brought me a cardboard box full of my like first grade bullshit, and he said, I thought you would want this.
Okay, but he brought you a box of 3% of your first grade bullshit.
I don't know. The box was full.
What if you peeked then? There's no way to know.
You think if I had gone through that and been like, oh, God, this is good. This is so much better than this shit I'm creating now.
I like Travis's old shit.
Yeah.
I like turkey hand.
It was a good turkey hand.
Man, ever since Turkey Hand, it's all been so fucking downhill. Like, a lot of stuff was derivative of Turkey Hand. And these days, it's just like, at our live shows, Travis busts out Turkey Hand. It's like, oh, God, man.
Remember when Travis said, knock, knock? Dad said, who's there? And Travis said, knife.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad said, knife who? And Travis said, would you rather work nightly or knifely?
A real joke that three-year-old Travis told.
And you've never done anything that good on this show, Travis. No.
It subverts. It's an excellent joke that I'm still laughing about to this day. Yes. I memorized it verbatim. It's such an excellent joke.
And do you remember when that car was going to hit me and you lifted it up from the back of the wheels of it like Hancock? When you were five?
Yeah, I try not to do that anymore, though, just because of my back. You know?
And do you remember how fucking cut and handsome you were at five?
Yeah.
And now you are, like, just a shambling mess of bones and skin?
I know.
Remember?
Yes.
Remember when you wrote the treatment for Hancock?
Yes.
And you sold it, and it sat on the blacklist for 20 years, but you made, like, a ton of fucking cash?
I remember that, and I also remember, and I don't know why they didn't credit it as based off a true story, like it originally said on the manuscript when I wrote it, of like, this is my life.
I got my oil changed, and the place that I get my oil changed at, I was started to sit down in like the hangout area where you wait for your car to be healthy and ready for you again, and they did have a TV that was showing Hancock, and it mystified me that was the choice that they had made for film to watch in 2019. In their waiting room. So I called a Lyft and I came home where there was no Hancock. Do you want a Yahoo?
Yes.
Here's a Yahoo that was sent in by Emma Kant. Thank you, Emma. It's Yahoo Answers user Cuddle Punch, who asks, what would a heaven for elephants be like? What would a heaven for elephants be like? Let's get this out of the way. Peanuts. Not funny. Next not answer. Funny. Not funny.
I think that what if in elephant heaven, everything was scaled to their size? Because like right now, if an elephant tried to go into an office building, it would just be a fiasco, right? The hallways would be too narrow.
Oh,
the
it'd
doors
be a
are
mess.
Too small.
It'd be right? a mess, yeah.
But this is like a world in which the elephant can get in an elevator. You know what I mean? And then
An elevator.
No one makes that joke because it's fucking heaven, Griffin, for elephants.
Probably some elephants that would find that pretty funny.
They go to hell.
Here's all I'm saying. An elephant never forgets.
Okay.
And elephant will be in heaven for eternity. So an elephant in heaven is simultaneously living the entirety of existence as it understands it at all times. Not only is there an eternity ahead of it, there's an eternity of moments that are in its past that are inescapable.
Huh, yeah.
Right? Think about that for a second. It never forgets.
So probably they would need some way to rectify that, I imagine.
I think elephant heaven is the ability to forget. Yeah, that's all I'm saying is like they just want to be able to forget something.
Welcome to heaven. Wait, what did you say?
tight.
Awesome.
I'll tell you one thing that I know for certain about elephant heaven, and it's that the clouds have to be extremely thick.
Thick clouds.
They're very, very, very thick clouds, or else these bad boys are just going to right through them because of their considerable weight. Thick, thick clouds.
Well,
you know what would be cool is if when you die, when you're an elephant, which is the saddest thing I can imagine, but then you're up in elephant.
If you die when you're an elephant, you die in real life. Did you know that?
I think you get walked into the it wouldn't be pearl because I think that's a little too close to ivory. It would be made out of some badass shit that elephants like.
Adamantium.
But elephant St. Peter or St. Peanut is like, oh, we're right this way and I'll lead you into elephant heaven. And on the way in, you have to go through the border here. And the border is it's just Thomas Edison and he has his nuts up on a table and you get to step right on them. You step right on them as you go in, and everybody gets to do one. So that's would be one thing you get.
Is that Thomas Edison's hell or heaven?
Listen, we're not here to kink shame anybody. We're, you know, as accepting as the next one. But, like, that's a pretty intense. It's a fun kink, but you can only do it once, it seems like.
Well,
unless
on
that's
Earth.
That's a good point.
His groin just reforms and he's ready for another rumba, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I don't think he would like that. I think that would probably be his hell.
Do you think that if you're an elephant and you're like sick or getting a little old and like you suddenly realize that you've just walked to the elephant graveyard, do you think you're like, oh, damn it, and then you die?
Ah, shoot. What did I do?
I shouldn't have come. Well, think about that. Like, if every time a human being was about to die, we just found ourselves walking towards a cemetery. And you're like, oh, well, I guess this is it. Nah, I'm going this way for some reason. Oh, bummer. I wish I could turn around, but I guess
I just like, I was walking to Quiznos, just kind of lost my train of thought. Nah, farts. But then you get to stomp on Tommy Ed's balls, and that's pretty righteous for me. Shoot, man, I'd want that to be my... I'm not a fan of the gentleman. I would like that waiting for me at the pearly gates.
I think we all get... I mean, we're going to be up there for a while. We have... There's time for everything.
So every week...
We can get over there and step on those balls. You
get
no problem.
You get a little bulletin slid under your door every week, and it lets you know a schedule of who's going to be there for ball step. And then also, like, you got to be separated into teams. So, like, I'm on the Indigo team. Travis and Justin, you're both on the Blue team. So you get to, like, share the experience. And you guys get to go at 4:15. And then you do get to go stomp on Tommy Ed's balls.
Is it always Thomas Edison?
No, they're going to cycle people in and out. Yeah.
Okay. Are they all going to be inventors?
Most of them are inventors, yeah. Like, the guy who made guns, his nuts are donezo. the devil gonna come up there, because, boy, his works are pretty naughty, I think. So let me get on those nuts.
Oh, crap. Here's another question. I had a party at my house tonight, and everyone is left except two people. Now I'm laying on the floor waiting for these two people to leave so I can go to bed. They said they need some time to sober up, which is understandable. We don't want people to drive drunk. But they both just opened another drink. How do I get them to leave? That's from Drowsy in Denver.
That's why the...
Can't you just go to bed, can you? Can you just go to bed? Just go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, that's one rude option. I mean, Semitonic didn't do all this work for you not to play their song. For people.
Thank you.
For
yes.
this exact situation.
Wow. And what's great about that song is not only is it direct and to the point, like, hey, it's closing time, but it is of such a quality that the more it is repeated, the harder it becomes to listen to. Like, the first time you hear it, you get this, like, nostalgic, like, oh, closing time. And then the second time, you're like, oh, closing time. And then by, like, the third, fourth, fifth time, you're like, I have to get out of here. Yeah. Like, it is an effective tool, as well as being a direct message.
I can listen to that. I could hear that track about five times.
Yeah.
Before it even started to irritate me, though.
No.
I think I would be into it for about the 15 minutes.
You're a strong man.
It's a good fucking track,
though.
It's a
great track. Semisonic's one of Semisonic's best, I'd argue. I think you need to bump into them to make the drink spill. Because that works for me most of the time. And... you're laying on the floor now, so that's going to be a tricky situation. You are going to have to get up and walk directly over to where they are, probably on the couch. And, wow, bumping into somebody while they're sitting on a couch is going to be pretty tough. I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe an earthquake. Can you simulate an earthquake or say you have vertigo and just sort of spill right into their Four Locos or whatever? Call them an Uber, maybe, but that's expensive.
Call them names.
Nah, I don't think you want to be mean. Turn on some TV show that you're watching right now to the episode that you're watching,
uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, that's good. That would get me to leave any room.
Oh, my God, yeah. Somebody turns it on, and they're like, what are you watching? And it's like, oh, this is season 4, episode 3 of Damages. And I'm like, okay, goodbye, man. I don't want the first 3 seasons and change of Damages to be spoilt for me, so I'm going to just go ahead and go.
I might have watched Damages.
I would leave a room where Rufus from Bill and Ted was reading winning lotto numbers if it was playing a TV show that I had not seen in the middle of the series. Hands down, no question.
Matter what, I'm no
out.
Matter what the show is.
I may
no
never
intent
watch
to watch it. Doesn't
yes,
matter.
Exactly.
Might never watch it.
Like me and Dave. That's why I said Damages.
They're just performances.
The thing is like, I know myself well enough to know that there is no show on earth that there is 0% chance I might accidentally Sunday star watching.
Yeah, travel get nasty.
And that happened. I was on an airplane and the person next to me was watching an episode of Lucifer and I thought, all right. And I've since watched 3 seasons of Lucifer.
See, so, that's how they get you.
Yes. They seed people all over airplanes to watch it.
Glenn Close is going to get me when I'm not watching with her damages. Mm-hmm. She'll do that to me. The thumbnail for damages on the Amazon app, I will go there and watch my Americans show or my Mr. Robot. And then the whole time it's going to be like, hey, we recommend damages. Yeah. And damages has a woman's face, only it's cracked in half. And peeking out in the chasm there is Glenn Close's face. And she's given a shh. And so in my mind, which has never absorbed any damages whatsoever, this is the scariest show imaginable. Mm-hmm. This is where Glenn Close nests inside of your brain and smashes through your face. It's like some sort of H.R. Giger creation.
So you have picked up some of it.
I guess I have, yes.
I feel like Scandal's been trying to get me for years. Scandal has been like laying, like there's boxes propped up on sticks with like treats underneath them for me that are just labeled Scandal. And they're all over my house.
Yeah. Scandal will get you too.
Well, hey, let's take a brief pause. Can we do that to go head on over to the money zone?
Sure.
Sure, yes.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, Trev?
What's a website that you use frequently?
A website I use frequently? eBay.
eBay. All right. Well, why don't you start eBay 2, the newer, better version of eBay? What's stopping you?
Nothing, I guess. Thank you. That's a really good point.
Okay. Maybe use Squarespace.
Well, wait, I did think of one thing. I thought of one thing.
Okay.
I don't know how to make one.
Oh, okay. Funny you should mention that. I'm seeing here in the copy just that one of our sponsors is Squarespace. Using Squarespace, Whoa. Yeah, you can use it to build a website like eBay too. Or
fuck, this is a good commercial.
I couldn't hear Griffin over the sound of him signing up for Squarespace.
Yeah, because he's going to use it to showcase his work using on like Instagram too, or promote your physical or online business like eBay too, or announce an upcoming event or special project like Fire Festival too. And Squarespace does this by giving you beautiful customizable templates created by world-class designers, powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online, and everything optimized for mobile right out of the box. Analytics that help you grow in real time, and 24/7 award-winning customer support. Make it stand out. Stand out with a beautiful website from Squarespace. So, head to, go to, or check out squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I just want to take everyone inside the show for a second. In there's sometimes there are certain sentences you have to say in these ads. Mm-hmm. And in the ad here, they're called a call to action. And in the Squarespace call to action, it's head to /go to /checkout squarespace.com/mybrother. And Travis just elected to do them all.
I couldn't pick
and
one.
Let you, the listener, kind of sort through.
I couldn't pick one. It's to choose your own call to action. You know, maybe you like to head to stuff. Maybe you like to go to stuff. Maybe you like to check out stuff. I don't want to make that decision for you.
Like Travis said, check out. You're like, I've never checked out anything in my life.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you? I'll head there, but certainly not check it out.
I might go to if the circumstances are correct.
I just got an email that a very special box is coming my way, and that box is going to be full of handsome clothes that are going to look slick on my bod, and that is because I am a user of Stitch Fix, and I think everybody should be because you get really nice-looking stuff. You can expand your sort of style palette if you want, and it's exciting to get these boxes, and then if you don't like what's in the box, you know, you only like a few things, you only pay for the stuff you keep. It's really, really slick, and you also have a personal stylist that's going to help you, like, figure out, like, what looks good on you, and they have all kinds of good clothing brands, and it's super easy and super fun. We all have a bunch of Stitch Fix. I think I'm wearing, I'm wearing a Stitch Fix shirt right now. It's a handsome button-down, dark blue Oxford with some pineapple, or what are the palm trees on it? So that looks good. Wait, summertime.
I'm wearing a palm tree Stitch Fix shirt, too.
Ah, shit.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. So it's good shirt, and the clothes are great, and shipping and exchanges and returns are always free. So get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother. One last time, stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Well, Alexis, we got big news.
Uh-oh.
Season one, done.
It's over.
Season two, coming at you hot.
3 years after
season one. Technically almost 4 years.
All right.
And now, listen, here at Can I Pet Your Dog, the Smash It podcast, our seasons run for 3.5 years. And then in season two, we come at you with new hot co-hosts named you.
Hi, I'm Alexis.
And we also have field trip.
Dog tech.
Yeah. Dog news.
Dog news.
Celebrity guests.
Oh, big shots.
Will not let them talk about their resume.
Nope. Only the dogs.
Only the dogs. I mean, if ever you were going to get into Can I Pet Your Dog,
now's the time.
Get in here
every Tuesday
at MaximumFun.org. I have a Yahoo here. Can I read? Oh, what did you do?
Nothing.
Did you want to do a question?
No, I wanted to do one of my patented bits.
All right, do it then.
What's stopping you?
Well, okay. Well, I just don't like to interrupt with them. I feel like that was really irritating everybody, so I just stopped trying to interrupt with them.
Who is that irritate? We were the people you interrupted, and I thought it was.
I want a munch.
Squad.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Nailed it.
Toronto.
I'm so excited to.
Got me.
Still on the farewell tour for Munch Squad. As we continue to sunset this great bit, but before the sun goes down, sun's coming up because it's summertime, and I've got two great ice cream related newses for you, the people. The first up is a quick hit, a Munch Squad Junior, if you will. Baskin Robbins has Stranger Things inspired flavors.
Ew.
For
Eggo Waffle, yeah. Like a waffle.
Very good, Griffin. Eleven's Heaven is a waffle cone flavored ice cream with chocolate coated sugar cone pieces and chocolate icing flavored ribbon. So that's called Eleven's Heaven because the character on that show is fictional and loves waffles.
Can I guess one? Can I guess one?
Yeah.
Dead person.
Dead teen.
Dead teen.
Very dead teen. No, very close. Upside down pralines. Chocolate ice cream with praline pecans and chocolate caramel flavored ribbon. I don't know why that's from the upside down.
That, yeah, what is that? What's thematically? How does that? I don't understand.
We're not done. The press release here says, because after all, even Demogorgons love ice cream.
No, fuck you. So, they don't.
Here's the items that they have, because it's not just about flavors. It's about items. And some of these are just so okay, so there's an upside down sundae. There's a Demogorgon sundae.
Hey, all right.
There's Breyer's House Lights Polar Pizza Ice Cream Treat.
Shit, yes. What? Yes, you can't say like an object that isn't ice cream in your ice cream name.
Breyer's House Lights Polar Pizza Ice Cream Treat.
What?
Is that all of it? Is it all one thing?
Breyer's House Lights Polar Pizza Ice Cream Treat.
If it was just like, called Polar Pizza Ice Cream Treat, that would be a lot.
Do you remember when... Hey, 90s kids, remember when Winona Ryder hung up a bunch of lights to contact the ghost of her dead son in the demon dimension? Well, good news, we done made a polar pizza about it. Come on down to Baskin Robbins. USS Butterscotch Quartz.
What?
You have watched every episode of this show?
No fucking idea.
No fucking idea. 11-aid freeze.
11-aid?
11-aid, because fuck it all. We're done. We're sending this show into the fucking ground. Exclusive Stranger Things merchandise. including a one-of-a-kind Steve Funko figure.
All right.
Now, okay, what they mean is a Funko figure of the character Steve, but what they have done is combine two words in very close proximity to make the name Steve Funko, which sounds like the owner of the company. There's also collectible containers. We wanted to give fans a taste of the new season of Stranger Things and are thrilled to partner with Netflix to give customers across the country an experience straight out of Hawkins, Indiana. Whether you love the show, that says Carol Austin, Vice President of Marketing for Baskin-Robbins, whether you love the show or just love some seriously delicious ice cream creations, we've got something for everyone, because those are the two kinds of people that are on Earth. And that was supposed to be the Munch Squad Jr., but it's so wild. I don't think I have time to do the other one. Which is perhaps wilder.
Well, I gotta hear it, but keep it tight.
Dairy Queen has unveiled a lineup of Box of Happy subscription boxes.
Box of Happy!
Listen to this, because it's really challenging. DQBoxOfHappy.com. You go there. You know how Dairy Queen's a place that has chicken tenders and blizzards, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, now it's a place where, in partnership with Coca-Cola, you can get a summertime subscription to three different boxes of Happy. And in the box of Happy...
Oh, my God.
It's 3 months of summer-themed kits, each bringing to life a quintessential seasonal activity with a delicious twist. Quote, although subscription boxes are hugely popular, today's families are seeking unique experiences instead of more stuff. So what Maria Hokinson, the executive vice president of marketing at American Dairy Queen Corporation, is saying is that people do love the boxes, but they hate that the boxes are full of things that would be of use to them that they would want to keep in their home. So what you're going to do is you're going to give them $45 for a subscription that will only last 3 months, definitely. And in the let's just use the June camp-in box as an example. It's got a built-in faux non-flammable campfire.
I'll decide what's flammable. Thank you very
much. Exactly, right? Everything's flammable if you try hard enough. It's a non-flammable campfire designed to work with a smartphone to create a warm glow and crackling sounds of a real summer bonfire.
I can't imagine any version of what you just described that isn't tremendously shitty. That isn't extremely, extremely shitty.
There's also a DQ Camp-In Shadow Puppet Storybook and two flashlights.
Ooh.
Handmade critters and imagine stories.
A do-it-yourself shadow.
Thank you, DQ. There's
a $10 DQ gift card to try the June blizzard of the month. Now, the arc of this box, Parent of the Year award goes to this guy that said, hey, kids, good news. Today, we're going to sit around a fake campfire that's powered by Daddy's phone, and we're going to do shadow puppets that we bought from Dairy Queen. And then when you get bored of that, you'd say you hate me and you want to go back to mom's house. I do have a $10 Dairy Queen gift certificate to you, so we will just bail.
When Daddy shines the flashlight on this page, it makes a shadow of, let's see here, Dilly Bar Doug on the wall. I don't know who fucking Dilly Bar Doug is, Dad. This book sucks and you suck.
I don't know
who
Dilly Bar is, Ron. It's Dad. No, it's Dad, please.
And so look at that. It's the shadow of Blizzard Bill. I'm walking to mom's house.
Mom's new friend Kyle makes his own shadow puppets, and he doesn't have to buy them from an ice cream store.
He can do a fucking monarch butterfly with one hand. Dad?
This is the July box is a waterproof box that opens to reveal a built-in twisting sprinkler.
In the box?
In the box.
Don't care for that.
Oh, man, I can't believe.
It includes a splashdown activity book. How many other ways are there to moisten like children in a play setting? It's out of control.
But anyway, you can get that Dairy Queen is not part of the equation in the obtaining of this. It is literally just you go to DQ Box of Happy, you subscribe, and I guess you have to come in to redeem your gift certificate.
Man, Happy tastes good.
Happy do taste good.
Do taste good, though.
I have a Yahoo here. A bunch of people sent in. Thank you, everybody. It's Yahoo Answers user Walton who asks, how do I get a better grip on popcorn? I have an issue where I drop popcorn all over myself, and it's especially embarrassing in movie theaters. When I first met my wife, I would always avoid eating popcorn around her and say I'm not hungry, even if I was.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's pretty sad. I don't know who is scratching hunger itches with popcorn, though. I feel like that's why the concession stands huskier options like a hot dog are available. But that's obviously not the main crux of the question. It's that popcorn is very, very hard to eat.
I mean, the irony is, like, if you eat one piece of popcorn at a time, it's no problem. But it is also the most unfulfilling eating experience on Earth.
Yeah, I need at least 6 to 7 kernels at a time. I need to ruin this bag. But I keep dropping them, and they do fall on my pants and penis, where then the butter makes things, but makes people think that I've done it down there.
Just put your face in the hole
of the popcorn.
Just put your face in the hole. Put your face in the hole. Just put it. Put your face in the hole.
So wait, put your face in the hole.
That's what I'm saying. Just put your face in the popcorn hole.
Oh
no, if people look at you funny, just look at them and be like, I'm trying to avoid making a mess. I'm trying to be hygienic here, over here.
But then while you're talking, the popcorn falls
out
of your mouth, lands still on the pants penis, and then it's horrible. Horrible embarrassment. What if you get a piece tucked up in your glasses that way, Juice?
Oh, I don't wear glasses. I have perfect, beautiful vision.
What about in your nose? You got a nose, don't you?
You're saying if I get popcorn stuck in my nose, what respite will I have?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying to me? Is that what you're asking me, a 38-year-old man?
Yes, Justin.
Let me ask you this about your fucking great plan, Justin. Do I have to take my glasses off to do this? Because follow-up question, how do I see a dog's purpose on the screen?
Put your face in the bucket. Dear Liza, glory to God. You just put your face in the bucket.
Do I take my glasses?
If you're wearing glasses.
Yes, answer the fucking.
If you're wearing glasses, I would say go eat some carrots and grow up.
Wow. Now, how do I eat the carrots without embarrassing myself, Justin?
Put your face in the bucket of carrots.
And what if I get a carrot stuck in my glasses?
Now, that doesn't make any sense, Travis. You're trying to do a joke.
I have very tight glasses. I have very tight glasses.
That's what I tell everybody. When they ask me the number one thing about you, I say tight glasses.
Tight glasses. That has good carrot grip.
They touch.
Tight glasses, wet chair.
Yes. Totally in.
They touch his eyeball meat, and he likes it like that.
Yes. Not contacts. Don't confuse it for contacts. It is just very close to the eyeball. Keeps the eyeball in place.
Can I invent something?
Sure.
Can I invent something right here, right now?
Do you need us to stand back?
Yeah. Give me some room to breathe here. Okay. Because you're cramping me a little bit.
Sorry, like tight glasses?
What about a big popcorn spoon that you can bring into theaters with you, and it would be ladle-like, so that when you lift it from the popcorn bucket, you know what's going on in there. You can scout it out. You can figure out the angles and get the perfect amount of corn with each scoop, and then you bring it up to your mouth and, you know, tuck into it there. And this is like a halfway point between Justin's sort of monstrous wild bestial suggestion and, a good suggestion.
I think Travis will agree with me, and that's garbage, right, Travis? Yes.
It's close.
Now, what do you think about this?
Wait, what?
A popcorn shovel.
Ooh.
Okay, and it's kind of vaguely spoon-shaped, and you use the popcorn shovel to just pile the popcorn into your mouth. What do you think about that, Travis?
Now, if I may, Justin, that is garbage alone.
Okay.
But if you include a popcorn funnel to go with the popcorn shovel...
Now you're turning this into a fucking double dare challenge,
I'm saying,
and I'm wild about
maybe,
it.
Yeah, so like, and maybe The popcorn. Okay, here's what you need. Hey, folks, buckle in. This has just become a two-person operation. You have.
Well,
just let me finish, Griffin. You have the popcorn funnel on an apparatus that it is positioned above your head. You have a plant. You have a compatriot of some kind sitting in the row behind you. They're slightly raised. They have the popcorn shovel. They will shovel into the funnel for you while you look up, and then it funnels into your face from there.
I had such a good thing, and you guys are trampling all over it.
Okay, Griffin, what about smaller popcorn?
Call them Shreddums.
Yeah, just tiny, tiny popcorn.
Oh, damn. Shreddums would eat the butter up so much better.
Yes.
Holy shit. Shreddums would be tight, Trav.
Yes.
Are we talking about big popcorn that we have put in a food processor for approximately 0.2 seconds? Or the corn kernels themselves were smaller when they got baby popcorn?
Yes.
We take baby corn, we throw this motherfucker in the microwave.
Now we're killing it. Yes, this is my, it, like, if you looked at it up close, you'd be like, oh, that's normal popcorn. And then you're like, zoom out, idiot. And then you zoom out and you're like, whoa, shit. That's very tiny compared to that quarter you've put next to it.
Those are kernels of popcorn sitting on, the surface sands of a desert. And then you pan out and you realize that's my hand. And that's how little these guys are.
Yes.
Ooh, little popcorn would be good. I would still like my spoon to be in there somewhere, but little popcorn is really good, guys. And what's good about
little pop? Yeah,
little pop.
What's good about it?
You could do my second invention with it, which is the popcorn tube. And with this, it turns it into a game because you can kind of siphon baby corn off of your neighbor or the people sitting in front of you, like a powerful elephant trunk, and then we can make a game out of it. And you get a certain number of points by how much micro corn you snooch.
Oh, okay. Are you ready for this? Now, we've put out micro corn. Tiny corn's been out for a long time now, right? Maybe like 20 years. But now we're starting to get complaints of like, I have to eat so much of it before I feel full, right? Now we introduce giant corn. And one popped kernel is going to like sit, like that's a handful. It's one.
It's a helmet. It's a helmet that you wear. And
you
the person
eat your way out of.
Well, no, the person sitting behind you gets to enjoy it.
Yes.
So,
and then after 20 years of that, people are like, well, yes, this is a lot. And then you're like, here's regular popcorn. And then you reintroduce popcorn classic. I'm a genius.
Would you do theming?
Like
of
how?
What?
Like what?
Like, remember this popcorn shovel that people used to eat?
Yeah, back when it was just regular, plain old, boring popcorn.
Before our popcorn hats that we ate off our neighbors.
But it had a Secret Lives of Pets. Logo on
each kernel. Oh, okay. That's badass, man.
Now I'm on. Okay, I'm back on board now.
Well, I just think that would be a fun thing for me and my kids.
So, here's like branded thing. Shovels.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's one thing I've got is ear special Secret Lives of Pets 2 earplugs that you can wear, so you are not distracted by the sound of the person sitting behind you. Eating your hair hat, basically. Now but you won't be able to hear the film that way.
No, it plays through the headphones. And maybe you're just watching it on your own private screen. Like you have just like a smaller screen in your hand. So that way you can ignore all the popcorn eating going on around you.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
If I'm DQ Box of Happy order number 1223, does that mean that only 1,222 other people have done this insane thing? Can that be right?
That's so many people.
It's so many.
I think
how
it's
how did people
few,
even find out about it?
I kind of expected more or less. I don't know. It definitely wasn't that number. That number is definitely not what I had in mind.
Yeah, you expected, it's 2019, so you expected either 500,000 or three.
Right.
One of the two. Yeah, I hear you.
What about just corn on the cob?
Popcorn on the cob is great.
No, not popped.
Oh.
Just raw corn on the cob. Do it yourself, popcorn.
Uncooked, unshucked.
Mm-hmm. I have a secret air fryer. I live in an apartment with two other girls, and the house shares most things, TV, dishes, game consoles, etc. but recently I bought an air fryer and I don't want to share it. I've used it once home alone and it smells very strongly of food. Yeah. So much so that using it in my room might be a hint that I have it. should I just suck it up and share? How do I better hide that I have this in my room?
Have you all noticed that once a week it smells like chicken in our house?
Have you noticed Vicky smells like chicken in her room? And you open the door and you see a flash of blanket, and then there's just this rectangular smoking object in the middle of her floor.
And then our apartment burns down every time. Isn't that weird?
You can't hide box. An air fryer.
It's an electrified stink maker, is what you call.
Oh, that's my really terrible humidifier.
It's a bad broken humidifier that I bought. Why can't you share your fabulous fried goods with everybody else?
Did you get burned in some other appliance? Like, you share game consoles? Did they like delete your Witcher save? And now you're all upset about it, because I can pretty much promise you that they're not going to delete your air fryer safe. I don't think you're going to lose your progress on air fryer.
Maybe one of their roommates is like a real food experimenter. Like, I tried to make s'mores in the toaster. And it's like, yeah, but you ruined the toast. And so maybe they're worried, like, you tried to air fry, like, an ice cream sandwich. You destroyed it. What were you fucking thinking? You ruined my air fryer.
It's just seasoning it. You're just seasoning it. Everything is a little bit of the story of this air fryer, and it all adds to the flavor.
That's an air fryer's purpose. That's the new movie that I've been writing about the life of an air fryer when it was adopted by a young boy, and then it ends up being used by 16 generations of the same family. I haven't seen A Dog's Purpose, but I assume that that's what
I would
it's
never
about.
Have guessed. Yeah, when, you have to imagine.
When one robot dog works its way to becoming human by replacing one part at a time.
Yeah, until it finally receives a boner from the good doctor. Dr. Light is Mega Man X6.
The boner one.
The boner. But people, in shorthand, online communities, will call it the boner one.
I do kind of love the idea. I will say this. I love the idea that... you know, kitchen counter space is always so limited. I love that one of my roommates would take it upon themselves to save that counter space and just keep it in their room. I do like that part of it. That's kind of you.
I will say, if I had a roommate who said, you can use it, but you have to come ask me every time, spoiler, I'd never use it.
Fair, yes.
Let me pitch this. It's another of my great inventions. And this will be like my own seasoning, sort of like Old Bay, just like a new sort of blend. And when you put it on food, it makes it taste just like rancid shit. And then you can cook your, you say, hey, I got this new air fryer. You cook it for your roommates, but you do season it with Griffin's special stuff. And then when they eat it, they're like, wow, this tastes so bad. And you're like, I guess the air fryer sucks. And then they won't want to use it because of the bad taste I put on it with my powder.
I see. I mean, here's the thing, Griffin. I'm having a hard time coming up with jokes because that's such a good idea.
And then there's other uses for Griffin's it's shit powder. Is like a prank against a school bully.
Uh-huh. Convince your dog not to eat something.
Convince your dog, maybe keep a tongue off for the doggy. Prank against the school principal.
Justin, what would you use Griffin's rancid shit powder on? What would you put it on?
Tiny popcorn.
Here's the thing. There's definitely people drink Malort. There's definitely some people who would want to eat Griffin's rancid shit powder.
It's not made out of actual shit. It's synthetic, chemical. I would not make people eat poop as a joke. It is, because that's a crime. But
you wouldn't make it. You wouldn't make them eat it as a bet, right?
No. It's not poop. But yeah. But the principal. Oh my god, I hate him so much, and I would love it if his lunch could have a bad stink on it.
Here's the thing: he's so uptight. He's very, very uptight.
He's an uptight man.
Yeah.
And you know what? Before you feel bad about it, he's been embezzling from the school. I didn't want anybody writing again saying, like, I'm a principal and someone made me eat rancid shit powder and I felt terrible about it for days. Like, well, you're probably not an embezzler, so it's probably fine.
Justin, what else would you do with my shit powder?
Folks, this has been a great episode of my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. We hope you've enjoyed yourself as much as we have. We've had so much fun this week. A quick announcement: if you are in the area, I think we still have some tickets. If you want to come see us in Indianapolis or Nashville, in here in like a week and a half or so,
or rather a couple days, because this is going up on Monday.
Correct.
Yeah, so that'll be the 10th. So here in like 5 days. We're going to be at in Nashville. We'll be at the Ryman on June 14th and 15th. That's the Adventure Zone and Mabim Bam, respectively. Then June 16th, we're going to be in Indianapolis at Clouds Memorial Hall. And that's June 16th. You can get tickets at bit.ly/becomethemonster. And we got a bunch of other shows up there. We're doing a book tour this July, and then we got a bunch more shows you can go buy tickets for. A lot of them have sold out. So if you haven't bought tickets yet, please come and do so. We'd love to see you.
And also, we are actually adding two more Adventure Zone stops on the grand cross-country trip that we're taking. We are going to be doing Taz in San Diego during Comic-Con at the Balboa Theater on Saturday, July 20th. And then we are adding a show in Washington, D.C. at the Constitution Hall, and that's going to be Wednesday, September 25th. Both of those are going to be Taz shows, and tickets for those go on sale this Friday, June 14th at noon local time, local to where the shows are taking place. So don't sleep on those either.
We've got merch. You can go check out the merch.
Yeah, there's new merch. There's a Don't Do a Hit pin. There's
one.
Bean Juice mugs are still available. If you could just please, for the love of God, just please. We bought so many.
Maybe you bought one for someone you love and they got it and they loved it. And maybe you accidentally knock it off the counter and it breaks and you got to buy a new one. Huh?
Have you noticed you don't see people talking about Bean Juice as much as they do about other classic my brother, me bits?
Yeah,
us too.
Yeah.
And we bought so many of these fucking mugs.
Bean Juice didn't really catch fire the way, well, we were financially anticipating.
Forecast isn't great for the brand.
So maybe, you know, maybe we need to start like a hashtag save bean juice where like you buy mugs and you send it to network executives to save bean juice. Don't explain it to them. Don't explain to NBC why you sent them a bunch of bean juice mugs, but that might be the key to saving bean juice.
So thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the Use Earth theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Great stuff there, and thanks to Maximum Fun for having us. All them great shows, too, at MaximumFun.org.
And if you haven't already, pre-order book two of the Adventure Zone graphic novel, Murder on the Rockport Limited. It comes out mid-July, I think the 16th or 17th, something like that. You can go to TheAdventureZoneComic.com and pre-order that now. What are you waiting for? Go!
Here's our final Yahoo. This one was sent in by Joseph. Thank you, Joseph. It's Yahoo Answers user. Sorry, something's gone wrong. I'm going to call them Craigamy asks, it has been revealed today that Kelsey Grammer is going to be the new Doctor Who.
My name is Justin McElroy.
That's all I want. My name is Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.